Thank you, Chair, Deputy High Commissioner, distinguished delegates and colleagues. It is my honour to be speaking today, representing for the very first time at this conference, the UNHCR Private Sector National Partners. Thank you for this opportunity to make this statement. In 1988, the UNHCR Executive Committee, with considerable foresight, determined to broaden UNHCR's donor base into non-governmental and private sources. From a modest beginning, over the last two decades, UNHCR has significantly expanded its private sector operations and networks, including the establishment of national partners. There are currently eight national partners in existence today, and all present at this conference, representing Argentina, Australia, Japan, Germany, Spain, Sweden, the United Kingdom, and the United States. These national partners currently account for over 50% of UNHCR's private sector income. This year, 2019, the partners will contribute nearly $225 million to UNHCR. Significantly, most of these funds are unrestricted or softly earmarked. We are equal amongst equals, but it would be remiss of me not to acknowledge the contribution of my colleague from Spain, who from private sector donors in Spain will contribute nearly $95 million this year. National partners also raised earmarked funds to support UNHCR's emergency operations around situations highlighted by the Director of External Relations today, such as Syria, the Rohingya displacement in Bangladesh, Yemen, South Sudan, Venezuela, and the Democratic Republic of Congo. We also fund projects such as the construction and running of schools, health clinics, computer and technology labs, vocational training centres and tertiary scholarships. These projects support in many cases both national host communities and refugees, consistent with the aims of the Global Compact on Refugees and the CRF. It is through such projects that refugees are able to access education and vocational training opportunities and to participate in livelihood activities, promoting dignity and self-reliance. In addition to providing funding for UNHCR's humanitarian programs, we also engage and mobilize individual supporters, the business sector, corporations and foundations to support the work of UNHCR and to bring awareness and understanding about what it means to be displaced by war, conflict and persecution. In times of rising xenophobia, this role of national partners is more important than ever. At last count, UNHCR's private sector and partnerships network, including We Eight Partners, represents more than 2 million private individuals and donors globally. These are also your citizens who are actively standing with refugees and displaced people. Mr. Chair, as the Global Refugee Forum approaches, we are proud of our respective contributions to UNHCR and the difference we know we make in the lives of refugees. And we are also proud to make our collective pledge today to UNHCR's 2020 and 21 global appeal of $250 million. Thank you to our respective governments for supporting our private sector initiatives. As UNHCR helps establish more private sector national partners in the future, we look forward to closer collaboration with you and UNHCR in maximising private sector support for refugees and persons of concern for UNHCR. Thank you, Mr. Chair.